Is it okay to kiss at the company Christmas party? Is that off bounds now? What is the protocol? And, of course, in light of what has been going on with sexual assault allegations in the entertainment world and politics and in industry and such, has it changed the way companies view this policy? Has it changed the way people act at work? Let's bring in Chantel Goldsmith, partner, Sanfiero Tamarkin, LLP, and with us now. Chantel, thanks very much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate this.
No problem, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Is it okay to kiss at the company Christmas party now? Are things different this year?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily this year, but what employers need to realize, and employees need to realize, is that the laws governing that employer-employee relationship continue on to any social events organized by the employer. So that includes things like human rights legislation and the Occupational Health and Safety Act legislation for workplace harassment and workplace sexual harassment. So you really do have to keep those things in the back of your head when you are attending or organizing office holiday parties.
So, in other words, I don't know, is this a safe rule of thumb? If you're not going to go up and hug somebody at the office, you're not going to hug them at the company Christmas party. Is that safe? Or do you look at things differently because it's a more celebratory mood?
No, I wouldn't look at things differently. I would still keep that office hat mentality on, and I would suggest that, like you just said, if you're not willing to hug them in the office, you probably shouldn't hug them outside of the office as well.
Well, we probably shouldn't be hugging them in the office either, should we?
Well, I mean, it generally depends on your relationship with those employees. And,
right.
I mean, there's times where I would hug people like my assistant in the office, and I feel comfortable doing so, and I think that she feels comfortable with that as well. But, I mean, there's certain people that I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable doing so, and vice versa. So.
Are people questioning that now? For example, and, I'm not talking specifically about the relationship with you and your assistant, but take that scenario, for example. I mean, is that even acceptable? How do you know if the other party does feel it is acceptable?
I think you just have to gauge it like you would any other social situation. But I think to weigh on the cautionary side is probably the best bet. If you're unsure, always weigh on the cautionary side.
Are we more sensitive to this now, considering the world we now live in?
I think so. I think because of the influx of the workplace sexual harassment allegations becoming public and being out in the media a lot more predominantly than they were before, then I think that, yes, we should be more sensitive, and we are more sensitive to these kind of things right now.
How are these recent allegations changing the Christmas party? Do you think they are? Do you think people are saying, well, you know what, this time it's no booze or no free drinks or whatever? Do you think the recent time that we're living in now and the allegations that we're hearing are changing the way we approach these things?
I would definitely say so. I think many employers are nixing the open bar at their holiday parties in favor of limited drink tickets. Other employers have nixed the holiday parties altogether, and they're doing things more like holiday luncheons at the office. So I think, yeah, the climate has changed with respect to how office holiday parties used to be versus how they are now.
What about HR departments? I mean, I think these policies existed anyway, but in many scenarios, especially with these allegations coming up, some discovered that perhaps these were too vague. As a result of what's happening, are companies reevaluating their HR policies?
With respect to the workplace sexual harassment?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Oh. Yes, they many of them are, and they're making sure that they're up to date, and they're getting in touch with us to ensure that what we have done is drafted many different policies and ensure that they're compliant with the current legislation.
And do you think that's a lot of work for employers now, or was that always there? They're just drawing attention to it and reminding everybody.
It was always there, and it was always an obligation with the amendments to the Occupational Health and Safety Act to ensure that they do have up-to-date policies and procedures in place with respect to workplace harassment, workplace sexual harassment, and workplace violence. But with the recent allegations that have been coming out, I think that it is more employers are actually taking a second look at their policies and procedures and making sure that they are compliant with the laws.
So what advice do you have for employees attending the annual party?
So employees should not feel obligated to attend the party. employees should monitor.
Wow, let's go back to that one, because sure. Everybody has that discussion the day before. So we shouldn't feel obligated. We shouldn't feel that this, you know, as a work function, it's, you know, if they're showing hospitality, it's our obligation to respond.
No, they shouldn't feel obligated. If they don't feel comfortable attending, there's no obligation for them to attend. Mm-hmm. And if they feel that they're not going to have a good time, or if they're worried about how they're going to be able to act in front of their colleagues outside of the office in a social atmosphere, they shouldn't feel obligated to attend the party.
Even if they just, we're not even really using any of this as an excuse, they just don't want to go, it still doesn't matter, does it? From an employer standpoint,
should it? No, it doesn't matter. There's no obligation for them to attend.
All right, so what if they decide to go?
So if they do decide to go, they need to ensure that they monitor their own and their guests' alcohol consumption.
Mm-hmm.
They want to ensure that they avoid discussing private work communications or spreading gossip or making promises they can't keep during the party. They want to avoid engaging with any colleague or their guest that becomes belligerent or harassing or aggressive. And if any of that conduct does take place, they want to immediately report it to their senior management team at the company.
Do things normally get out of hand at these sort of parties, or is it a situation where if there's a problem, it's probably always been there, it just may rear its ugly head there? Is it really that much of a problem, do you find?
Alcohol can definitely intensify things, and so we do often get calls after these holiday parties about issues that come up. You're right, there are some things that are often a result of the conduct of the people at the office, but it does get worse, if you will, once alcohol is brought into the mix.
And again, should employees have to sign off on this sort of stuff, just like it's any other rule or regulation within the company?
So what they need to realize is that all the laws and the policies and procedures of the company continue to apply at the party itself.
Mm.
So they don't have to actually sign anything further, because it's a company sanctioned events, and so everything would flow through to that event.
Do you have to, when you're being hired by the company, you would sign off on something like that? I mean, is that normal part of the process? Here's what our sexual policy is?
Yes, most companies do have like an employee handbook that sets out all of their policies and procedures, including workplace harassment, workplace sexual harassment.
Hey, is there any sort of law that dictates whether you can date somebody you're working with?
Can
companies hold that against you?
So it depends on the company's own policies and procedures. Some companies say that they don't want any of their employees dating, or they have a strict policy when it comes to subordinates, so they can't date their managers or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
The reporting structure, it really depends on the nature of the company.
Chantel Goldsmith has been with his partner, Samfuro Tamarkin, LLP. Chantel, thanks so much for the time and insight. Much appreciated.
No problem, and have a wonderful holiday season.
You too.
Samfuro Tamarkin, LLP. Contact us at 1-844-661-9065 or visit stlawyers.ca.